Hello, Dave.
Hi, Mr. Mischke. I'm starting to listen to your program.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems so disconnected all the time.
Disjointed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And your little acts are kind of like, what the heck's that all about?
Yeah.
I don't get it, you know?
No, I understand.
I can't connect with you, I guess.
No,
I've been listening to late night radio on CCO for years.
You've been a CCO listener for years?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You guys could join a Facebook.
The whole nine yards, you know.
Pardon me?
Dark Star and the whole nine yards, you know.
Well, what are the other eight?
There's lots of them.
How far do you go back?
Ooh, about 64.
You've been listening for 64 years?
No, 1964,
oh.
You silly guy. Listen to what I'm saying. But your little songs and all that junk.
Well, now I'm offended. You just called it junk just because you don't understand it.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. I don't understand it.
Yeah. So how old are you?
I'm 66.
66.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what are we going to do here?
Do the math ain't that hard. Not that hard.
Math is hard for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
always
well,
has
64
been.
64 to now is 46, I guess.
Was there anything that you had said that would have allowed me to figure out your age?
Well, I don't think so. I'm telling you how old I am. What do you want?
It sounded like you were telling me it and then saying I should have been able to figure that out myself.
I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean that.
Okay.
I don't get the little jargon things in between that don't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And I know you're new on the air with CCO, but...
Yeah.
The whole program don't seem to fit anything I've ever listened to before. Your whole program.
It doesn't fit with any kind of radio you've encountered?
No, CCO radio I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay.
Do all the other shows fit?
I don't listen to anything but CCO.
No, the other shows at CCO.
Oh, sure they do. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
every other hire makes sense to you.
They aren't straight up, you know.
Pardon?
No, they all make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all make sense.
Right.
And I can listen to them, and I know what's going on, you know. Michelle Tafoya, the whole, you know.
The whole nine yards.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know why you do it. I can't quite get this, you know, why you mix it up so it gets so kind of like screwed up kind of like feeling. What's that about? I don't get it. I don't get it. Why ain't you just staying it straight across the board like everybody else, you know?
Well, give me an example.
Give
me an example of what that would sound like.
Oh, just a little bit a while ago, you were singing a song about, God, I can't even hardly remember. I can't remember the words, but but you've done this every time I tune you in, and you do these really sidebar things that, that don't make sense to me. What the hell are you talking about?
Right. So can you give me any...
I guess the radio stations you've been before, I guess this was a big plus or something.
No, it wasn't even that. Otherwise, I'd probably still be working there. The the example I meant when I said, could you give me an example of something that might be more appealing to you tonight?
Talk about something fairly pertinent about what's going on in the world.
In the world.
A little bit, you know, what the hell's happening, what's going on. Oh, if nothing else, like Dark Star. What's racing doing, and what's the sports doing, and stuff like that. But you get pretty off the wall, you know, and I just can't follow you. You know what I mean?
Let me see if I would have done this, if this would have been something you would have enjoyed. What if I had started out saying... Let's take a look at the governor's race. Call up with your thoughts on the candidates you think would best serve the state.
And the more I listen to you, I don't think you would do that.
Well, wait a minute. But had I, would that have been a show you would have been more interested in?
Well, your opinion of it, yeah. Absolutely. Something a little more ground-based, I guess, you know, a little more straight across the board. Mm-hmm. You know, you tend to get into the atmosphere quite a bit, and it don't
atmosphere.
And well, you get you.
Oh, you mean stratosphere? You mean way up there?
And it gets so discombobulated, I can't figure out what the hell you're talking about anymore. You know, it just don't make sense to me anymore. You know, what are you talking about?
Well, let me see if
you
I can.
You got a great radio voice, and I think you probably had shows before. I know you have.
Well, I've never been told in my life that I have a great radio voice.
Well, but I don't know if you really fit the CCO.
Well, I don't.
Nomenclature, I guess.
The nomenclature. I don't fit.
Well, yeah.
I don't fit here.
Oh, okay.
I don't fit here.
You're not supposed to fit there.
Well, I don't know that. I think they hoped I would.
Okay, I hope you would too.
Why?
Well, because you're on the radio. You got a good job, and I'm not trying to get you kicked off CCO.
Oh, I see.
Tell you that. I'm just trying to figure out what are you talking about sometimes, and what are all these little songs about, and some aren't really cool. they're not really like, what the hell was that? Mm-hmm. I don't get it. But you're not on, I don't know, KFAN, KSTP, or whatever anymore. You're on WCCO Night Radio.
Do you ever find yourself in life, say you're walking down the street or you're visiting some other city, maybe you've even been outside the country. You ever left the country?
I've left the country more times than you can count.
Well, there you're beating up on me on the math thing again. I'm sure I could come up with the number if you could give me a sense of what we're talking about here. I
was a overseas salesman for 15 years.
Let me guess. Floor tile?
Not hardly.
What were you? Nuclear components?
No, not that
somewhere
high
in
tech.
Between?
Not that high tech, no.
All right. But did you ever come upon something in a foreign land that was just bizarre? It just so different from anything you'd known here in the States, and it was...
But see, I would expect it over there because it's a totally different culture in so many places.
Right, but what I was going to ask was...
I'm talking about Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Sure, but what I was going to ask was, were you able to appreciate the weirdness of it?
Not all of it, no. No, I really didn't.
When you were overseas, you couldn't?
No, not really, because they're on another wavelength, different planet, you know.
So anytime you've gone somewhere,
go to France, go to Germany and listen to their night radio. Go to Spain, listen to their night radio. Go to Sweden and Norway.
What would
go
happen?
To Finland. Well, they're just so different.
Well, it's in a completely different language, is it not?
Well, no, they have interpretations off the radio over there, if you don't know that, if you've never been there.
Now, wait a minute. I've been to Europe, but you mean to tell me...
Through the hotel, you can get English on any radio station.
So first the German guy says, "Wir stunden Sie, getten Sie den Hof, bitten Sie leben," and then they pause for an English guy to go. Now, what that guy just said was, we're going into the Sudetenland again.
Oh, 9B Spitze? No, not true. Not true.
You know German?
A little bit.
Ist das nicht ein Schnitzelbank?
No way.
No, the answer is, ja, das ist ein Schnitzelbank.
No way. I'm not going to answer that silly question, because I know what it means.
You're not a fun-loving guy. I'm learning the problem here. You're just not a fun-loving guy.
No, I am, too.
Prove it.
Prove it, because I like Mr. Long. I like Mrs. Tafoya. I like Dave Lee like crazy. I like listening to all the programs.
No, that's not what I asked. Show me that you have a fun-loving side. Show me that you have some whimsy in you.
Well, I call all their shows, and they don't. They tend to.
Could you give me one example of whimsy before we complete our conversation? Just anything that shows you got kind of a wacky side?
I don't think I have a wacky side. I don't think I need to have a wacky side.
No, you don't need to, although I think it would help listening to this show. Is there...
Well, that's what I'm trying to get down to.
What's the goofiest thing you've done in the last year where you just said, boy, what got into me there?
I have no idea.
Really?
I don't do crazy, wacky things.
Even slightly offbeat?
Slightly offbeat. What's slightly offbeat? I bought a new puppy.
Do anything weird with it?
Heck no.
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding? There ain't nothing. No, my old dog died, and we bought a new pup. So.
There's a sense almost that I've walked into a Norman Rockwell painting with you.
No, I've walked into a painting with you that I can't understand.
Salvador Dali.
Sometimes.
Dali. Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Why? You
know? Why?
Well, because I want to listen.
Right.
Because I'm a late night guy.
Yeah, and I wanna hook you.
And I could hook into Dark Star every night.
Yeah.
Okay.
23 years, well, that guy. He had a lot of time to hook people. Huh?
We'll call him not worth listening to, but I mean, I'm sure, I think he was. You know, Steve Cannon, all these people.
Oh.
I've always hooked into everybody at CCO.
Everybody but me.
Well, so far.
Golly.
Yeah, and you know, it's always little triad song things that you go off on a tangent on that I totally lose you.
Mm-hmm.
I just lose you. I don't know, what's this, some kind of carnival act? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you do them, I guess. I think you could have just a really nice straight-ahead talk show and make me interested and understand. I lose interest.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get so far off track.
Yes.
Or you go so far to the left, or, I don't know, maybe go so far to the right. I'm not really sure.
No, I don't know either, really, in terms of that.
I'm not against you. I'm not mad about anything or anything like that. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure out, God, I want to listen to this guy. I'm always up till 1 o'clock. But I want something on CCO I can listen to that I make sense of.
Mm.
And, you know, it's been bugging me for a couple weeks. So I finally just, I called this guy and just tell him what the hell I think. I'm just one person in the whole
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you called. And I'm going to sit and think about this during the break.
But I have nothing against you.
No, I know. But
this isn't a personal
thing. No.
This is
no,
a radio show
okay.
that I want to listen to.
Yeah, but you're having trouble because it's...
And maybe I'm not the only one. Maybe I'm the only one with enough guts to call you and tell you this. I don't really know.
Yeah. Well, let me think about
maybe
it.
Maybe it was a good good gig somewhere else.
Yeah, okay.
Where
all right, I'm feeling plenty low now, Dave. I'm going to go, okay?
Oh, well, I didn't mean to do that to you. You know that, and I think you're...
I'll be back.